News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's time to sit, stay, and listen with Dr. Mark. Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Care.
Hey, hey, hey. Good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
We're doing good. And, you know, the holiday season coming up, Meg, there's some things we need to maybe talk about.
I was just going to say, with Thanksgiving around the corner, first thing he said when he walked in, I said, and by the way, Ann Sharpstein is here with us. Good morning, Ann. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, my sidekick finally showed up.
Yeah, she's back. Look out, everybody.
Yeah, Mac did not come today, though.
I know, I'm missing Mac. This is the dog, Mac, by the way.
Yeah, he gives me inspiration.
Well, the first thing I asked Dr. Mark when he walked in, I said, oh, please. I said, for years I've had animals in my house, and then when Thanksgiving comes around, we're serving a lot of foods we don't normally serve. We've got turkey, and we've got turkey parts, and we've got gizzards, and we have all kinds of stuff that, sure, feed it to the dog. So I was asking, what can I and cannot? He's giving me the no sign. Can I and can I not feed my pets during the holidays? That might be a good place to start.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
He's looking at me like, are you crazy?
Yeah, no. Well, you know.
Can they eat cranberry sauce? I mean, you know, all of that stuff.
Well, my philosophy on this is, whether it be good, bad, indifferent, is a little of anything probably won't hurt them. It's a lot of things, a lot of stuff. Is fine, but a lot of anything's not going to be good.
And you know, what are some of the obvious ones?
Okay, well, if you know, let's say they want a little piece of turkey. Okay, that's okay. Don't give them any bones, anything like that. Okay, I had a dog get into a, you know, go back to 30 years of this stuff, Meg. I had a dog get into the garbage and eat the entire carcass from a turkey.
And that's so true, because they smell it in there. Yeah. I had a dog get in the garbage once. A big lab got all in the garbage and was chomping on that. Yeah. It was hard-pressed to get that bone out of his mouth, too.
And it was a really big dog.
Yeah.
So he chewed up the bone part, so we didn't have to go after it, you know, with surgery. But he had it had so much salt in it, where it was cured and stuff, that was the problem.
Oh, interesting. See, I wouldn't think of that.
He had a sodium toxicosis, sodium chloride toxicosis. We had to, you know, flush him out and say a lot of prayers and all that.
Oh,
and he ended up being okay. But I was telling the guys here, everyone, I had some hernia surgery, you know, back in August. And the surgeon is Buck Scott at the surgery group. And I will tell you, he's like, you know, I've done almost 30,000 surgeries. And this guy is like cool and smooth. I mean, he's awesome. So we were talking about surgery just in general. And he says, yeah, I'm sitting for I got to re-up my boards. And the question is, and he says, I want to ask you this, Mark, what you would do. But if something gets out of the stomach in a human, what do you do?
Ooh.
I said, well, you better be looking about going after it, because if it perforates, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah, the board says do nothing.
Really?
I said, are you serious? I can give you 20,000 reasons why I had to go after something. He says, yeah, tomorrow I've got to go in there. And this man was eating some chicken, ate the bone. He's got a bone that has perforated his colon.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So so I'm going to put a plug in there for the surgery group on 9th Avenue, you know, and I treat a lot of their pets, and they're just great. Great. It's a young group, but man, they're super cool, super smooth. You know, he had me in there at 7:30. I was sitting on my couch at 9:15.
Wow.
And he did it with a robot intradominally.
Oh my goodness.
Not like cutting on things. I don't mean by cutting on me, but
right.
I'll say he's very cool.
Okay.
That earned him an expensive bottle of rum that he liked.
Know.
So anyhow, but don't let him. That's obvious. And when you clean off the table at the end of the Thanksgiving, Christmas, and your holiday season, just don't just leave the garbage can. Go ahead and take that out.
Right.
And,
good point.
Because I'm going to tell you, we got a lot of
the smell is so strong, they're just drawn to it.
Yeah, their senses. We got great veterinarians here, but I'll tell you, during the holidays, we want to have a little break too. And the last thing I want to do is have to go in the middle of the night to take out something mm-hmm. that was avoidable.
Mm-hmm.
If you name it, I've taken it out. So, and I think I've told this story before where I was in vet school in Florida and a lady was cutting some meat on a chopping block
mm-hmm.
and it's before cell phones. And the lady went out, the phone rang. So she went out to get the phone into the another room. When she came back, the meat and the butcher knife was gone.
Oh gosh.
And, yes.
Wow.
And she had a little pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
And so the veterinarian went and the meat was in the stomach and then the blade, this big long butcher, the handle was in the stomach, the blade was up the esophagus.
Oh no.
So they brought it over to the vet school and I wasn't involved with the case. Well,
right.
We were all involved, but I wasn't in surgery with the surgeon. But Dr. Ellison said that, you know, we asked him how'd it go? And he said, oh, it went good. And he said, what about that roast that the dog was eating? Oh, I left it in there. I thought he deserved it after what he had to go through to get it.
Oh, no.
But, you know, got the knife out. But mm-hmm. it was on the front of the Gainesville Sun. And, you know, the big, I mean, you know, so it's crazy. So don't be that, you don't want to be, you never want to be, whether it be a patient or your pet, oh, that's interesting. You never want to hear that from mm-hmm. any doctor.
Right,
because that means
true.
You want the everyday, normal, boring thing. Okay, that's what you want. Oh, yeah, I've done 1,000. Oh, yeah, I've done 10,000. So, yeah.
Well, there's also things to be concerned about, too, in addition to food. Also, we have wrappings and ribbons and the tree, all that kind of stuff. Touch on that a little bit, too, how we can protect our animals. Because you recently had a case, I believe.
Yeah, let me tell you, guys, I live in East Hill, and it seems like Christmas has come early there. Everybody's got their stuff up, which is, I think, is fantastic. It's awesome. It's just lit. It's still beautiful. It's just lit up. However, there's some things like ribbon and some of those things, and pets get into that, especially cats. And everyone's favorite kitty, Kizzy, who is owned by the owner of the station here, mm-hmm. Got into some ribbon one time.
Oops.
And, of course, that's lethal. That can be lethal.
Really?
Yeah, because it gets in there and it binds and connects, and then it just starts seesawing the intestine. So you have to get in there. It gets plicated or kind of bunched up like an accordion, the intestine does, and it cuts off blood supply. So we had to jump in there on Miss Kizzy and get that out. And, of course, she is living now to terrorize us at the clinic again.
Yesterday. Right?
Yeah, it was yesterday. We were doing just her normal things. And, you know, we all love Kizzy at Olive Ranch. But especially my nurse, Chelsea, she's wonderful, and she's my head nurse, and I think Miss Kizzy spit at her yesterday.
Oh, so, goodness. So, oh, yeah. Okay.
So, anyway, but no, she, you know, she's a wonderful kitty, and we appreciate Mary and David, you know, letting us treat her. The other thing is I want to talk to you about is the cords, like light cords, you know, your Christmas
right.
lights. I had a case one time where this dog chewed on it. It literally melted this dog's face off.
Oh, no.
It ruined the upper left side of the arcade of the dental structure.
Oh, gosh.
So I had to take skin from the forehead, wrap it down, reconstruct your face, and then I was having trouble closing the hard palate. So a buddy of mine, Andy Duke, he's in Mobile. He's a veterinary dentist. He came over and tried to help us close it. We could only get it partially closed and whatnot. So the dog went on to live, you know, a happy life mm-hmm. and was fine and had this little deformity, but it didn't cause a problem. But that is a very, very, very bad thing. So whatever you have to do, guys, to protect that, please do. And they make these things, like I use it on my stereo equipment, my TV. They make this little plastic wrap you put your cords through, and it kind of protects them, kind of keeps
that.
Them. You know, it kind of keeps them in one bunch mm-hmm. so it doesn't look like it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
That may be something you may want to consider doing on your
protector,
Christmas cord and all.
Oh, too. No, that makes sense. If you just joined us this morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark, who is the veterinarian with Olive Branch Veterinary Hospital. So we're talking about Christmas time and all the hazards. and pitfalls that you could look out for your pets, because we get so busy. Mm-hmm. I know I'm at the wrapping table and I'm not paying attention to the fact that the cat has walked off with three ribbons and they're shiny and pretty. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And one thing I want you to do is be sure and talk to your guard dog at the house and let them know if they hear somebody rumbling around in the chimney and happens to appear in the living room. Mm-hmm. You know, he's okay. All right. But he'll have a red suit on. You know, white beard. Mm-hmm. He's an old guy like me. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, let the pets know, you know,
that this is a safe person. This is Santa
Claus. This is Santa Claus. He may have a couple little green people run around him and the elves and stuff. It's all good.
Okay. Maybe have your dog watch a couple of Christmas movies just to know that Santa's okay.
Exactly.
There you go.
But, you know, we'll answer any question. And people call in, you know, text in. I'll be glad to answer any question regardless of what it's about. But,
okay. We do have a couple that have come in. And if you want to ask Dr. Mark anything, 850-437-1620. This one's more of a comment than because you were talking about doctors. It says, what's the four-letter word that all patients hate to hear from doctors? Oops. Well, that's a pretty good
yeah.
Oops. Well, that's a good one.
Well, this is the student, the resident, and the senior clinician. Here's their response to that. The student goes, uh-oh. The resident goes, oh, interesting. And the professor says, oh, yes. That's the response to that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, we have a little more serious question to follow up.
Okay.
This one is, can you provide a ballpark figure for a small doggy dental?
Well,
so
yes.
How does that all work, I guess?
Okay. Well, dentals involve general anesthesia.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know, you're not just going to lay there with your mouth open and they're not going to let you do anything. Now, I mean, you get a lazy golden retriever and I need to maybe pick a little tartar off. He's going to let you do whatever. But but otherwise, it's a general anesthesia. That means you intubate them. There are some clinics in town I know that just give them a sedation, so they're just partially out. The problem with that is there's a lot of water involved, and you don't want them aspirating or inhaling that because that could cause a serious pneumonia, especially with all the bacteria and all the nasties that come in, you know, with the teeth. I mean, believe it or not, guys, our mouths are nasty. That's just all there is to it. And cats especially. If you want to get bit, don't get bit by a cat. In fact, don't get bit by anybody. Because we all have teeth, and anybody
can bite. The human bite's supposed to be the worst, right? I've heard read that somewhere along the way.
Yeah, it's nasty. But that's a very good question. It depends if it's just a straight dental, you know.
What would that entail?
That's where you knock them out. You scrape their teeth, you polish them, you wake them up. You know, that's probably, and I hate giving, this is ballpark. And my girls in my office hate this when I do this because I'm always off a little bit. But I would say it's probably $500 or $600, something like that. If a bunch of teeth pulling is involved, where I have to cut teeth out like they do on, you know, your wisdom teeth and things like that, I mean, animal teeth are a lot more difficult to remove than human because the roots, the teeth are harder, the roots are longer. You have to cut them in pieces and stuff like that. You know, it can go up into, you know, $1,000, $1,200, $1,500. And that's removing. And Chelsea and I try to really cap the cost on this and try to keep it affordable. But it can take me an hour to remove two teeth, an hour. And of course, that I have to pay for my time, my staff time, and all that. So, if anybody says they're going to do it for $50 or $100, you're not going to get a good result.
Be careful.
Correct. Yes. And you know, we get in there, and I'm looking for cancer because we do a lot of cancer in my office. But I'm looking for cancer. I'm looking for tumors in the mouth. You would be shocked and amazed how many people come to me that have been several places. The dog's losing or cat's losing weight, and I look in the mouth, and it has a tumor in it. I'm thinking, didn't somebody look in the mouth?
Right.
Okay. And sometimes people just want to, we were talking about this local vet meeting last night. Some people, one of my really good friends, Melissa Burton, excellent veterinarian, does a lot of work for the Navy. We were talking about it last night. I gave her a ride home, and she said, you know, a lot of this younger generation just wants to kick the can down the road on some things.
Because,
you know, a lot of people don't want to deal with anything difficult anymore. And as old guys, that's just kind of what we do. You know,
right.
I tease everybody and say, I just want to pet puppies and kiss old ladies, y'all. But I don't get to do any of that. But that's a very good question. It really depends on what's going on in there. If it's just a straight clinical, nothing's complicated, then $500 or $600, you know, or a little less. But if it gets involved,
right.
It can be more than that. And
okay.
It just depends. And
great question.
And get their teeth, look, have them checked every year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great question.
Some dentals, one more thing, Mick. Some dogs need a dental once in a lifetime. Some dogs need it every 6 months to a year.
Okay.
And the smaller dogs tend to have more problems than the big ones.
Okay, makes sense. 850-437-1620. This is Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital. We have a question. This is probably an easy one to answer. Do you take walk-ins? I thought it was easy before I asked it.
Well, I will. I prefer appointments.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with a lot of very difficult things, and Brenda and Z and Julia and the ladies up front, my reception crew, kind of base on when people call in what the problem is, they'll base on how much time it's going to take they need for me to, and I've told them how much time I need to have to address certain issues. If it's a cancer evaluation and possible surgery, it's probably 30 minutes to 45 minutes. If it's something a quick in and out, like, arthritis shot or, has a bad ear, it's about 15 minutes. So it really depends on what it is. If they mention the radio show, it's okay. But once you're an established patient of mine,
mm-hmm.
and have a record of coming in, et cetera, and you call Brenda and say, you're going to say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll tell you what, we're going to work you in here.
Right.
If you're a brand new patient, we really would rather you make an appointment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Great questions coming in. 850-437-1620. Well, the holidays are around the corner, and in addition to having one of the best pet hospitals in Pensacola, you also operate a play and stay boarding and daycare. So let's touch on that, because my suspicion is if you want to board your pets next week or coming up at Christmas time, now's the time to make the arrangements, correct?
Yes, yes.
Talk about yours, because you have a very nice facility.
Yes, this facility is about 10,000 square feet for the boarding and daycare. We have a small dog area, we have a medium-sized dog area, and then we have a large dog area, and then we have a pretty good-sized daycare, which is a separate building. And then our kitty boarding is in my office, which is a separate building up front. And the reason being is...
Sorry, I'm laughing. I have this vision of you with 20 cats climbing all over your desk.
Yeah, yeah. I have two of the most worthless cats in the world that live in my office. Sicky Jane and Tiny. And when I say Tiny, there's nothing tiny about this cat.
That's always
but,
the case, right?
They showed up, and the girls won't let me, like, adopt them out. It'd be a mutiny at Olive Branch. But I keep the kitties up in the clinic. It's very quiet. And they have these kennels where they can go through different ones and run around and play. So I did that because it gets so loud at the play and stay. Sometimes the kitties will stress them out. We have it set up. We have lots of play area outside. It's just very unique. I am their own property.
That's huge. You've mentioned that before.
It is. And I can't stress enough, y'all, what that means. If people go to some places and they see the bougie and stuff and this and that, whatever, and that's fine and good, but what's going to happen if something happens to your dog? Let's say it's unrelated to the boarding or the daycare or whatever. Let's just say they have a problem. They're older and they pass out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you going to do? What are they going to do? Well, first of all, yeah, okay, well, we're training CPR. Okay, that's fine. But what are you going to do? I mean, they're going to call you. It's going to take 30 minutes or whatever for you to get there, get off work, get there, get them. then get them to your veterinarian, which may be 30 minutes. I mean, it's going to be an hour.
Right.
Well, I'm there. I'm 1 minute. And so...
That makes a difference.
It's a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And I've told the story of a very good friend of mine that I know, you know, professionally, but also I'm personal friends with on outside the clinic. She had a little dog that had a seizure, was getting groomed at mm-hmm. a good place, a very nice little place.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time, you know, the dog, you know, Kiko, Becky was able to get to the dog, it was 30 minutes. And by the time they got to me, it was about another 20. Now the dog's been seasoned for 50 minutes, aww, and the temperature was 105 and all that. So my encouragement for my recommendation to people is, if you're going to board your pet, maybe your veterinarian, you know, boards. Well, that's great. Are they on site?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if not, that's the question. We do board a lot of my colleagues, patients at my office. They know I'm going to do a good job. They know I'm going to send them back to them. If they need vaccines, I always want their veterinarian to do it because I require vaccines, you know, a certain number of vaccines to board with us because you've got to protect everybody's health. And we always like for their own veterinarian to do it. If they can't do it or it's untimely, we'll be glad to do it. But we do not... take other people's clients. I hate to say it like that, but that does happen in Pensacola a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But we have never done that. We don't do it. We're happy to have you. We're going to send you right back to your veterinarian for whatever it needs. Maybe the dog has a little ear infection, we find.
But a person that has a different vet can board with you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're just saying if something happens, you prefer to go back to their original vet.
Yeah. Okay. Like we had a case where the dog was boarding for a week and it had ear infection. So we called the owner. Do you want us to... wait, you want to sit to your bed, you want to sit, and they wanted us to fix. So we did that, but that's all we did.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so we will do that.
So you also have a pretty dedicated team that takes care of the dogs at the daycare. I love what you were telling me last week about some of the things they do with the animals. It's not like they get put in a cage and then that's it.
Yeah, there's no cages.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, there's no cages. And I have this great staff at the daycare that... go online and look at the stuff, Facebook and all. They had an apple bobbing contest the other day, and then they had
with the dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh!
And then they had a pumpkin pie eating contest.
Oh my goodness!
You know, pumpkin saved, and they put a little Cool Whip on it. They asked me if it's cool. I said, well, everybody likes Cool Whip. I think that's one of those things. You know, a little bit, it's not gonna hurt them. And you know, and then they have a kissing booth that, you know, Valentine's Day.
Oh my
and,
gosh!
You know, and those. They're dressing up for everything, and it's always something going on. They had a sprinkler
nice.
Thing where they got to run through all the sprinklers in the yards. And
in the summertime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fun – they have a good time. The main thing is they come to us, we wear them out, they go home, eat dinner, and go to bed.
that's
that's what their owners want. that's, by God, what we do.
That's great. Well, how do we get in touch with you if we want to – because they need to make reservations now, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we'll call the office. It's 850-477-2901. The play and stay. It's a separate facility, but I own the it's on 4.2 acres. And
what's the address?
It's 20, okay.
Davis Highway?
Yes, Davis Highway across from Bailey's Farmer.
There
Farmers
you go.
Market. It's
North Davis Highway.
4220 North Davis. It's across from Bailey's Farmer's Market.
Can't miss it.
Uh-huh. And it's got a big copper top roof on the reception. There's another veterinarian, Dr. Stebbin, next to door to me, a white building. Been there a long time, does a good job, but I'm next door.
All right. One more time, how can we reach you? We're about out of time here. Get ready for the holidays. Be safe with your pets.
Correct.
This is Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Daycare.
Yeah. We'll see you next time. God bless. Take care.
Okay, and do you have have we get in touch with you one more time?
Yeah, olivebranchpet.com, 850-477-2901. We'd love to see you. We do a good job. I've been around for a long time, been doing it 30 years. We can handle anything that comes up.
Even when your cat swallows a ribbon.
Yes, even everybody's favorite cat, Kizzy, at Cat Country,
yay,
does something like that.
There you go. All right, thank you so much, Dr. Mark.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for listening, for your questions. We'll be back with Pep Talk right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.